And we're joined now by Twin Cedars football coach Michael Duchin on KNIA KRLS as the Sabres fall to Moravia 46-20. Well, coach, 46 points, a far cry from Montezuma. So, and you told me before we went on that just a lot of good things, a lot of positives, even though you lost, came out of this game.
Yeah, we went up against Montezuma last week, and that was a really gut check game, because it really kind of wore on our team mentally. So coming into this week, I really wanted to see how they responded, and responded really well. We got on the scoreboard early, we're able to, stick with them, made some good tackles, but then, Moravia's a good football team, very well coached, and they got up about 30-6, it was like 38-6 at halftime, but we came out in that second half, it was raining, and, we caused some turnovers, and moved the ball, and had some really big plays, and the kids really played as a team. Like, it's probably the best team effort we've had since probably Mormon Trail. And it was just really good to see them play like this again against another tough opponent. We've played our fair share of tough opponents this year, and a couple of them are going to be in the playoffs, and some of them have been established programs, and, we just came out and did a really good job. Had some good performances and didn't give up. And, Moravia, they kicked some onside kicks. I think they got one of them. And, but we just played hard, and a lot of good things out of this game for sure.
Well, let's, kind of go through, you said that you got down, like 38-6. Obviously, second half, I came out, scored a couple touchdowns. What was different after halftime that, made your team more successful?
Well, we talked about before the game lifting each other up, being men for others, being, being a team. And I think what it was, we came out of that second half and we really started to play team football, complimentary football. Defense got turnovers, getting a couple fumbles. We recovered those fumbles, turned those extra possessions into points. And we got some big plays out of Matthew Fay, Jax Mottenhot. He had the best game he's had as a quarterback. Gavin Clark, again, was huge, huge for us. Holden Roberts, he was playing. We moved him out to wide receiver, and he made some great plays. We had contributions from our seniors, our sophomores, our juniors, our freshmen. I mean, it was just, some really good things tonight.
Look at the season so far with one game remaining on the schedule. What have you liked about your team this year, and what kind of things have you really been able to be pleased with on a consistent basis?
I like how they don't quit. Last week we played Montezuma. Montezuma's been they're a tough opponent, and I think last week, we got in our own heads. We really psyched ourselves out of that game. But other than that, this team has done a great job of playing hard from the start of the game to the end of the game. It might not have always been consistent on how they played in terms of execution, but they played hard. They played hard the entire game all this year. And, just the buying in, just really working harder in practices, watching more film on their own has been really big. And again, just not quitting. It's been a rough go here at Twin Cedars for past 10 years, especially the past five, and, you know, not giving up is a big part of this program's turnaround. And the kids have just done a very good job of, you know, stepping up. You know, tonight, like I said, probably the best team effort from our guys tonight against Moravia.
What do you want to see from your guys next week when you go out and play your final game of the season? And, we could go throw out so many cliches, you know, lay it on the line. Don't take anything back to the locker room, all that stuff. But, you know, what are some things you want to see from your guys next week?
I want to see them carry over how they played in the second half of this game against Moravia into next week. I want them to be consistent. You know, you can have a good performance, that's great, but being consistent is really, really key in becoming a good football team. And so that also just, you know, continuing to lift each other up. They did a great job of that tonight. And I'm very proud of them, but, you know, we got to do it again. Stanton, you know, got a big win, I believe, over Melcher. So, and, you know, Melcher's one of our rivals and someone we're always competing against. So we really want to come out there and beat Stanton, of course. And, you know, I think our guys are really excited, especially after tonight. They really, I think, a lot of confidence was gained tonight. And so I'm super excited about that.
Well, I know, always difficult to end the season, but best of luck next week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That's Michael Duchin, Knox, or Twin Cedars football coach. We're back after this on 92.1 KRLS.